never said. I wonder if the way we were was only in my head. Now if I even make it back to town before the sun comes up, I'm gonna hit every parking spot around till I find that pickup truck. Now I'm talking in the moonlight, seeing nothing but the taillights. And that's a pair of taillights I may never see again. She hit me with the left and right, showing me nothing but the taillights. And that's about as lonely as a highway has ever been, back here with my thumb out in the wind. Well, I'll bet right now she's laughing at how she brought me to my knees. But she won't be laughing half as loud when she gives me back my keys. She'll be walking in the moonlight, seeing nothing but the taillights. That's a pair of taillights she won't ever see again. She hit me with the left and right, and with nothing but the taillights. I know that's about as lonely as the highway has ever been, back here with my thumb out in the wind. There she goes. Here I come. Leave me out here in the middle of nowhere. Drive this.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. The White House says President Trump was noticing mild swelling in his lower legs, and doctors who evaluated the 79-year-old diagnosed the president with a condition called chronic venous insufficiency. Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt says it's a common condition for people over 70.
The president underwent a comprehensive examination, including diagnostic vascular studies. Bilateral lower extremity venous Doppler ultrasounds were performed and revealed chronic venous insufficiency, a benign and common condition.
ABC News medical contributor Dr. Alok Patel has more on the diagnosis.
There's many different reasons of why this may happen. There's certain risk factors, such as family history, old age, obesity, pregnancy, and underlying medical conditions. And the test that we heard from the White House press secretary about looking at heart health, those tests, a Doppler, which looks at blood flow, are all standard when it comes to assessing this situation.
This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know.
The Iron County Sheriff's Office would like you to be aware of an ongoing scam. This is a phone call scam where a caller is representing themselves as being with the, quote, Iron County Police, end quote, and they are asking for money for unpaid bills or fines and threatening arrest. It has even been reported that the caller ID is showing Iron County Police. The Iron County Sheriff's Office would like to assure you that they will never make these calls and that this is a scam. As a general rule, never give out personal credit card or banking information to someone over the phone. Once again, if you receive a phone call from somebody claiming to be with Iron County Police and threatening you with arrest for unpaid bills or fines, remember, this is a scam, and the Iron County Sheriff's Office will never make these calls. Thursday, July 22nd from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., it's Can You Grow It Garden Tours. This is a field trip to visit some local gardens. On July 22nd, meet at the library at 4 p.m. to receive some info and an itinerary. If you have any questions, you can contact the library at 715-339-2868. They hope to see you there for this fun event. Once again, this is taking place Tuesday, July 22nd from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. at 286 Cherry Street in Phillips. Atlanta, Heathrow, and Dubai all are pretty busy airports. A surprising Wisconsin town joins them this weekend. Lisa Hale reports.
This weekend, Lowly Whitman Airport in Oshkosh, Wisconsin will become the busiest airport in the world. So says EAA Communications Director Dick Napinski.
By Thursday and Friday, you'll notice that there are a lot of airplanes coming in. Then Saturday and Sunday, it's kind of the land rush at that point. And they come in, and that's really when we become the world's busiest airport. Busier than Hartsfield, busier than O'Hare, busier than any place else in the world.
Last year, EAA Air Venture drew a record number of over 686 attendees.
That's an incredibly large number when you think about it, all the logistics that go into it, not only for the camping, but the retail, the traffic. And of course, we've got the third dimension, people landing from the sky at the same time when we become the world's busiest airport. So it is a phenomenon that is an amazing piece of choreography just to put together, not only on that airport, but throughout the community.
And the visitors came from almost 100 different countries.
And if you talk to any pilot, almost any pilot in the world, and say the word Oshkosh, they know exactly what you're talking about. I mean, you cannot buy that kind of visibility. It is something that we in the community in the Fox Valley can be very proud of.
EAA Air Venture officially gets underway Monday, July 21st, but campers and planes have already started arriving and getting set up. In Oshkosh, I'm Lisa Hale, Civic Media News.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua is now Minocqua Chevrolet. 100% locally owned. Same great people, same dependable service, same hometown values. Get honest advice to keep your vehicle running strong. Right now, get 0% finance for up to 36 months, plus $1,000 bonus cash on all 2025 1500 Silverados in stock to qualified buyers, or up to $7,500 on a 2.7-liter 1500 Silverados for current 2011 or newer Chevy owners. Hurry, these savings won't last. Visit Minocqua Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or MinocquaCars.com.
The Brewers head to the West Coast. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers open up a three-game series tomorrow night at Dodgers Stadium, but whether Sal Frelick will play remains a question mark. The right fielder and Brewers leadoff batter suffering a hamstring injury on Sunday and underwent an MRI. Doctors say Frelick suffered a minor strain but is day-to-day for now. NBA, the Bucks wrapped up their summer league schedule with a loss to the Chicago Bulls 102-96. Former Bucks center Brook Lopez, now with the Clippers, asked about his two-year, $18 million deal with L.A. at the age of 37.
The money's nice. It's that's not what it's about for me. You know, I love playing. I love hooping. I've loved it since I was a little kid. I watched my older brothers play. I've just always been around it, you know, and I love winning just as much. I want to keep winning. I got a great taste for it in Milwaukee, and these guys are all about that here, and I'm all about it, so it's a perfect fit.
That's the Clippers' Brook Lopez with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
A fall feel today with partly sunny skies and highs only scraping 70. Overnight lows fall to the mid-40s, and for tomorrow, we put today on repeat, at least to start. Then showers and thunderstorms are possible by late afternoon. Rain may linger early on Saturday with sunshine to follow. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 67 degrees. 98Q Country.
Sun. Over by the gate, Lordy, here she comes with a basket full of chicken and a big cold jug of sweet tea. Well, I make a little room and she climbs on up. I open up a throttle and stir a little dust. Just look at her face, she ain't a fooling me. She thinks my tractor's sexy, it really turns her on. She's always staring at me while I'm chugging along. She likes the way it's pulling while we're tilling up the land. She's even kind of crazy about my farmer's tan. She's the only one who really understands what gets me. my tractor sexy. We ride back and forth till we run out of light. Take it to the barn, put it up for the night. Climb up in the loft, sit and talk with the radio on. She says she's got a dream and I ask what it is. She wants a little farm and a yard full of kids. And one more teeny weeny ride before I take her home. She thinks my tractor's sexy. It really turns her on. She's always staring at me while I'm chugging along. She likes the way it's pulling while we're tilling up the land. She's even kind of crazy about my farmer's tan. She's the only one who really understands what gets me. She thinks my tractor's sexy. Well, she ain't into cars or pickup trucks, but if it runs like a deer, man, her eyes light up. She thinks my tractor, she thinks my tractor's sexy. It really turns her on. She's always staring at me while I'm chugging. My tractor sexy. She thinks my tractor sexy.
Kenny Chesney on 98Q. She thinks my tractor's sexy. I still want evidence. I want a second opinion. I want her to weigh in, Kenny. Gray here with you in the second hour of the afternoon show. History is an up and down ride. Two dates in history, one up, one down. First, we got to finish this five more on 98Q. Here's Sam Hunt.
I saw you going by, I had to say hello. And I don't mean to pry, but girl, I gotta know, what is your name? How come I ain't seen you around before? So, you know, I ain't never had a type, having a type takes two. But I know what I like, and you're the only one of you, you're something else. And I know we just met, but I wanna introduce you to my kinfolks, to my old friends, to the house in the pines where the road ends. Take you to my hometown, where I grew up, where I thought I knew it all before I knew. Just take you home tonight. Get Joni on the phone, she'll leave us on the light. I wanna see the way you look up under all those stars. You're gonna be the top words, gonna get around. They'll tell you how they thought I'd never settle down out on the porch. Ain't it funny the way things change? I wanna introduce you to my kinfolks, to my old friends, to the house in the pines where the road ends.
Country.
A woman is a mystery. A man just can't understand. Sometimes all it takes to please her is a touch of your hand. And other times you gotta take it slow and hold her all night long. Heaven knows there's so many ways a man can go wrong. Must be doing something right. Heard you sigh. You leaned into my kiss and close. Those deep blue need you eyes. Don't know what I did to earn a love like this, but baby, I must be doing something right. Suggestions, whatever you say. Tonight's about giving you what you want, whatever it takes. Girl, I hope I'm on the right road, and judging by the smile on your face. Must be doing something right. I just heard you sigh. You leaned into my kiss and close. Those deep blue need you eyes. Don't know what I did to earn a love like this, but baby, I must be doing something.
Tell me where you wanna go. We can find a place to park. Open the bottle in our hearts. If you want, I'll tell you anything you wanna know. After everybody leaves, and this party's just you and me, we don't gotta say we're done. We can just wait up for the sun. We still got a lot of good night left to go. After all the bars are closed and they play the last song, blow out the neon, don't gotta go home. But we can't stay here, and them records all spun, but the dancing ain't done. Night's only begun. We can go anywhere.
Take a ride to the boondocks, from a truck to a boombox, yeah. Secret spot, maybe you got. After all the bars are closed, tell me where you wanna go. We can't find a place to park. Open a bottle in our hearts. If you want, I'll tell you anything you wanna know. After everybody leaves, and this party's just you and me, we don't gotta say we're done. We can just wait up for the sun. We still got a lot of good night left to go. After all the bars are closed, then you kiss me like that, like a shot of straight jack. Baby, you're my nightcap. Take it right back. After them after hours, be a bartender on the kitchen counter, wrapping up the night arms wrapped around you. Baby, now we're talking. After all the bars are closed, tell me where you wanna go. We can't find a place to park. Open a bottle in our hearts. If you want, I'll tell you anything you wanna know. After everybody leaves, and this party's just you and me, we don't gotta say we're done. We can just wait up on the sun. We still got a lot of moonlight left to go. After all the bars are closed, no, I don't care what we do. Dark side of the moon, just as long as I'm with you. When it's time to go, after all the bars are closed, all the bars are closed.
Ready?
Are you ready for this?
Playing the greatest country in the world to the greatest listeners on the planet.
Thank you!
Thanks for listening.
98Q Country.
By my Cadillac, from the corner of my eye, I saw you and you laughed. You were sitting on a swing on your front porch, painting your nails like you were bored. And you yelled, she was sure impressed with you. Well, I ain't first class, but I ain't quite trash and wild and some girls do. I yelled and asked if you would like a ride. When we pulled out of your yard, I bawled a tie. You was laughing at me, I was doing James Dean. You was the prettiest girl I'd ever seen. When you rolled your eyes and twirled my pink paradise. Well, I ain't first class, but I ain't quite trash and wild and a little crazy too. Some girls don't like boys like me. Oh, but some girls do. Some girls do. Well, I ain't first class, but I ain't quite trash. I'm wild and a little crazy too. Some girls don't like boys like me. Oh, but some girls do. I said some girls do.
you know some girls do.
Sawyer Brown, Some Girls Do, finishing the five in a row at the front of the 3 o'clock hour. Looking now at today's date in history. As I mentioned a few songs ago, it's one up, one down today in a big way. Those of you Disney aficionados probably know that today's date in 1955, Disneyland was dedicated and opened by Walt Disney himself in Anaheim, California. You might say it was a little different than it is today. And frankly, if you're curious, you ought to Google the pictures of Disney's opening day. I mean, there were people smoking all over the place, first of all, but most of what's there now was not there then, and there were some scary-looking kind of rides. You know those ones that you hope don't come to town? Some of them were at the original Disneyland, but the early successes were parlayed into bigger ones. Money was reinvested, and here we are. Now, that's the up. What's the down? A lot of you will probably remember this one. Today's date in 1984... the national drinking age changed in the U.S. from 18 to 21. Disney, though, 70 years ago today, I'm sure that anniversary has probably made the rounds. Some people might have even made a bit of a pilgrimage out that direction. I wonder if they'll go a little harder for 75 years. That got me thinking, though, the centennial for Disney is going to be off the wall. I'm sure of it. But one way or the other, that's history on the 17th of July.
98Q Country.
Hungry enough to eat a menu? Good news. The Park Falls Family Restaurant has one too big to fit in the radio. Swing by for breakfast, lunch, or dinner anytime. Craving Mexican? Grab a chimichanga, burrito, quesadilla, fajita, or taco. Pick your meat, grab some chips and salsa, and don't miss those new jalapeno cheese curds. Located on Highway 13 in Park Falls. They're open at 7 a.m. daily. Veterans, they salute you with 10% off anything on the menu.
Everyone at Freeze Firewood hopes that you're enjoying this fabulous summer. They want to remind you that now is the time to get your winter firewood delivered and have the peace of mind knowing that you're prepared when the cooler weather decides to arrive. There's also still time to design your new dream pier and have it installed to enjoy those colorful fall days. Freeze Firewood, right on Little Chicago Road in Phillips, Wisconsin.
If you've been diagnosed with dementia or care for someone who has, the ADRC of the North is here to help. A local dementia care specialist offers free consultations and support to connect you with resources that help you stay active and engaged in your community. Services include support groups in Phillips and Park Falls, along with other social and educational opportunities. Call the ADRC of the North at 1-866-663-3607 to learn more about what a dementia care specialist can do for you.
Let's take a moment to head on down to Wheelway and check in with Pete down there. How are we doing there, Pete?
Rocking and rolling.
We got some special things going on down at Wheelway this month, Pete.
Absolutely. I'm telling you, we have our biggest sales event going on right now. We have a bunch of new inventory that's just hit the lot. If you're looking for a three-quarter ton, half-ton truck, car, minivan, SUV, we got them all right here.
All right. And people can start that process at wheelwayautos.com, Pete. They can even start that financing if they've been turned down by other places or they think they're credit not that good. That's a good place to start right there, right?
Absolutely. No credit, bad credit, no problem. Make sure you go on our website at wheelwayautoswithans.com, fill out a credit application, and you can give it, our finance guy will give you a call and you can drive one home today. It's that simple.
All right. Trade-ins are always welcome if you want to bring that in too. They can do it all in one stop, Pete.
Come on down here. If not, give us a call at 762-2467. The number again is 762-2467. Joel, do it the right way. Come to Wheelway. I'm telling you, we got tons of savings and a bunch of brand new inventory getting the lot here today.
Very good, Pete. Thank you much. Pete down at Wheelway, Fifield, Wisconsin, just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right there on Highway 13.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200, $300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash
cash back. If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code AIRPORT25 to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code AIRPORT25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code AIRPORT25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
There's no better place to catch Brewers baseball than right here. Every pitch, every hit, every home run.
And a fly ball to right center. Malloy is back, and this one is good again for Hoskins.
We've got the action all season long. Turn it up. Brewers baseball lives here on your local Civic Media radio station, 98Q Country.
What's on your summer wish list? More beach days? Endless pool parties? No matter how you're soaking up the sun, Macy's Summer Favorite Sale has top designer looks for less. Swimming cover-ups from Ann Cole, LaBlanca, and more, 40% off. For the guys, new trunks from Calvin Klein, Tommy Hilfiger, and lots of others, 50% off. Plus, get half off kids' swim shorts and tees, too. Get ready for summer fun. Hurry in to our Summer Favorite Sale starting tomorrow at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
A fall feel today with partly sunny skies and highs only scraping 70. Overnight lows fall to the mid-40s, and for tomorrow, we put today on repeat, at least to start. Then showers and thunderstorms are possible by late afternoon. Rain may linger early on Saturday with sunshine to follow. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 67 degrees.
98Q Country.
Talking about looking out, I can see forever. So take my hand, just take it in. This is the moment we won't forget. On top of is it? Yeah, this is it.
Q Country.
He had hard work caked on his overalls, sweat on his neck, chow in his jaw, when a stranger pulled up and met him outside his barn. Said, sir, I don't know if you ever would, but I built houses and neighborhoods, and I was wondering if you'd ever want to sell your farm. With his old dog barking and running around, he paused for a second, spit on the ground, and kicked a little gravel, looked down and said, this is my dirt, these are my fields, where I harvest what I plant. That little pond, I catch bluegill, I built that barn with my two hands, where I raise my babies, a piece of me. Now this ain't just a piece of land, the money be great, but I can't part ways with a life that works. You can't put a greenback dollar on what it's worth. This is my dirt. Great-granddaddy bought it for 100 acres. He just got married when he signed the papers. Him and his brothers framed that old farmhouse. Every fence post here we put in the ground, ran the barbed wire and pulled the plow. Every last hay bale we built it. Yeah, I'd hate to be the first to sell it. This is my dirt, these are my fields, where I harvest what I plant. That little pond, I catch bluegill, I built that barn with my two hands, where I raise my babies, a piece of me. Now this ain't just a piece of land, the money be great, but I can't part ways with a life that works. You can't put a greenback dollar on what it's worth. This is my dirt. This is where five generations will pray for rain. They'll cover me in it when the good Lord calls my name. This is my dirt. These are my fields, where I harvest what I plant. That little pond, I catch bluegill, I built that barn with my hands, where I raise my babies, a piece of me. Now this ain't just a piece of land, the money be great, but I can't part ways with a life that works. You can't put a greenback dollar on what it's worth. And this is my dirt.
Justin Moore on 98Q, This Is My Dirt, halfway through the 3 o'clock hour. Faith Hill, Lee Bryce, Sugarland, that's the lineup upcoming. You can hear Faith creeping up now. Then later, the Sorta Sports Report is less sports even than usual. Find out after these three more.
I don't want another heartbreak. I don't need another turn to cry. No, I don't want to learn the hard way. Baby, hello. Oh, no. Goodbye. But you got me like a rocket, shooting straight across the sky. It's the way you love me. It's a feeling like this. It's centrifugal motion. It's perpetual bliss. It's that pivotal moment. It's impossible. This kiss, unstoppable. Cinderella said to Snow White, how does love get so off course? Oh, all I wanted was a white knight
with a good heart, soft touch, fast horse. Ride me off into the sunset, baby, I'm forever yours. It's the way you love me, it's a feeling like this. It's centrifugal motion, it's perpetual bliss. It's that pivotal moment, it's unthinkable. This kiss, unsinkable. On the rooftop under the sky, oh, you can kiss me with the windows open while the rain comes pouring inside. Oh, kiss me in sweet slow motion, let's let everything slide. You got me floating, you got me flying. It's the way you love me, it's a feeling like this. It's centrifugal motion, it's perpetual bliss.
Yeti full of silver bullets.
You toss me one, bro!
And a belly full of slightly overcooked burgers. That's summer in the country.
98 Q Country.
Sensitive. I have a tendency to pay more attention to the things that I need. Sometimes I drink too much. Sometimes I test your trust. Sometimes I don't know why you stay with me. I'm hard to love, hard to love. Oh, I don't make it easy. Well, I couldn't do it if I stood where you stood. I'm hard to love, hard to love. And you say, I don't deserve it, but I love that you love me good. Yeah. I am a short fuse. I am a wrecking ball, crashing into your heart like I do. You're like a Sunday morning, full of grace and full of Jesus. And I wish that I could be more like you. I'm hard to love, hard to love. No, I don't make it easy. Well, I couldn't do it if I stood where you stood. I'm hard to love, hard to love. And you say that you need me. Well, I don't deserve it, but I love that you love me. Couldn't do it if I stood where you stood. I'm hard to love, hard to love. You say that you need me. I don't deserve it, but I love that you love me. I love that.
Sugarland with Settle In. Lee Bryce just before with Hard to Love. You're listening to 98Q Country on the Civic Media Network. So, as I mentioned, sort of sports today, even less sports than normal because it's about video games. But hold on, pump the brakes. Don't turn those ears off just yet. The whole point today is that more people in different age groups are playing video games than certainly I realized. 205 million people in the U.S. consider themselves as a gamer or someone who plays video games. Of those 205 million people, yes, almost two-thirds of the country, 28% are over the age of 50. So a quarter of about two-thirds, you've got what? A quarter of a third is a 12th, so you've got two-twelfths. You've got a sixth of the country out there, really roughly rounded, over the age of 50 playing video games. That's awesome. The survey also found that nearly half of the Americans in their 60s and 70s play some form of game every week, as do 36% of people, over a third of people in their 80s. Older adults not just playing brain games either, instead mixing it up, joining younger players on multiplayer systems in many cases, which gives them a bit of a social boost. I'm very curious what we're going to see as the first generation of hard gamers, if you will. I know it's a kind of a cringy term to use, but like people who played a lot of video games are just eventually going to be hitting nursing homes. Those two things are going to meet. It sounds like I'm setting up a punchline. I'm not. I'm very curious what those two things will combine to do. We've never seen that. We've never seen a prolific video game presence in the nursing home community. And I'm super curious. Morgan Wallen's up next. Stay tuned.
98Q Country.
These days, yeah, they say I live too fast to settle down. Truth is, I just ain't about these games they all play. Wanna find something stronger than the whiskey. Oh, I've tried, but every time I feel a kiss me, I keep coming up empty. Someone that I'd be proud to take on back to my hometown. Honest eyes that just ain't gonna lead to lonely nights, even when she's up against me. I don't know why it feels like there's nobody with me, and I'm still empty. Something more than just a crazy night.
Glass.
What's up, y'all? It's Megan Maroney. Oh my
God, am I okay? It's my favorite station.
98Q Country.
Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and the White House says President Trump was diagnosed with chronic venous insufficiency. The persistent president underwent vascular testing, and results were within normal limits, according to the White House doctors. That condition occurs when veins in the legs are impaired. ABC News medical contributor Dr. Alok Patel has more on treatments for the common condition.
We want to make sure that the underlying cause is not something really serious. So it is important for people out there to go and get checked out by a doctor if you have swelling and it doesn't go away. And simple changes such as wearing compression socks, elevating your feet, or getting some exercise and walking around can reduce and improve symptoms.
In Maine, police say a 17-year-old is under arrest in connection with the murder of Sunshine Stewart. She's the paddleboarder who went missing earlier this month and was later found dead on the remote island of Crawford Pond. The Commerce Department showing retail sales rose better than expected, 0.6% in June after May's drop of 0.9%. This is ABC News.
The Lac-du-Flambeau Tribal Police Department is pleased to announce that they have found and made contact with Brianne Lynn West Calabrese. She was found safe in Fargo, North Dakota, Wednesday morning. They said Brianne's loved ones are extremely happy that she's been found safe and are thankful to those who helped locate her. Once again, Brianne Lynn West Calabrese has been safely found. Saturday, July 26th from 3 p.m. to 12 a.m., it's Firefest 2025 over in Phillips. This is your opportunity to come out for a family fun event over at the Phillips Fire Hall. This will feature water fights, food, drinks, music, a bounce house, a dunk tank, and raffles. This is free admission, so just stop on by and have a good time. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, July 26th from 3 p.m. to 12 a.m. over at 164 South 8th.